Buddy, how's it going?
All right, man. Yeah, pretty good. Can't complain too much in comparison, to what's going on in the world. Doing all right here, healthy and all happy. So, yeah, can't complain. Yourself? It's good to see you on a little screen. I was thinking about the last time, what was it, Maldives a couple months ago. That was a good trip.
Saw you on a little boat, early in the morning, late at night. It was a nice view I had every day, all day for 21 days?
even longer, I think, with the whole trip, maybe almost 4 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, true. But,
man.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm still remembering that Vilengili session. So sick. Yeah.
It was perfect. It's like, I have crazy withdrawals. Where I'm at now, it's been flat for the last 2 weeks. I haven't done anything. No, actually, I took my little softie out, had a little sesh on the soft top. It was ankle high, it was, I don't know if I can call it fun, but
it exercise.
It was something. Are you ready for a little game?
All right, man. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's good to have you. It's like royalty, travel royalty in the house,
Cheers, man. Nice to
giving us all the intel.
All right.
So,
let's try it.
I don't know if you know these little memes where it's you have a bunch of pictures about a topic, and then it's with the title, what your mom is thinking, what coworkers are thinking you're doing, what your dad and, siblings.
And what you're actually doing.
And what are you actually doing, right?
Yeah,
for everybody not knowing what we're talking about, check this out. It's going to be in the video. So we're going to do something similar. We're going to be, discussing, or I'll be asking you real life questions that our customers had over, the last 10 years. So we heard you, we listened, and now we're trying to answer, I'm not doing anything. You're trying to answer them. So the work is on you. And there's a couple of different categories. So we have obviously what's happening right now, right? I mean, everybody has questions about what's happening right now. Then we have the classics, the ones that come up every week, every month, every once in a while. I don't know. Then we have some fun ones as well. Some misconceptions or some weird ideas people have about traveling with Luix and what people actually think happens versus what really happens when you travel or book with Luix. And then I'm going to throw a little wild card at you in the very end of the session. So I know you didn't have any time to prepare. So I think that's going to be my favorite part. But anyway, let's just jump right in. And we're going to be starting exactly with, let's start easy, eh? Let's start with, let's warm up a little. So the first couple of questions are about, obviously the whole COVID thingy that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So what is I should probably ask the questions how our customers would ask them as well. So Martin Jenner, I'm emailing you right now and I'm asking you, what is your COVID-19 policy?
Okay. Yeah. That's the first one that we get with most requests nowadays. It's not quite as simple as giving you a one line policy to fit, that fits everything. I mean, we have over 500 products on our website, over every continent and so many different countries and operators that, they're all offering slightly different COVID terms and policies, and things like this. The important factor is that our best sellers and the options that we're trying to to push and the options that we work with the most. We're just trying to get the best possible COVID terms that we can get directly from them. Like it's not, we can't demand them to do certain conditions, but we're encouraging them to give as flexible terms as we possibly can. As we know, that's super important. And all of the destinations that we're really offering at the moment to Maldives, Central America, the countries that are open, we've managed to get basically completely free cancellation, for any COVID related issues. So 95% of our trips that we're selling, it's completely free to cancel in case you need to cancel for COVID. Of course, there's, you know, there's some obscure boat operators operating in French Polynesia or other destinations that you can get to, and they're not always as open to being that flexible. But that's why, you know, if that's a big part of what you want for your trip, you want that peace of mind to get full cash refund if you need to cancel, then we can let you know exactly which operators are going to be able to give you that versus ones that will just give you the option to rebook or move your dates. Nobody's offering completely complete cancellation fees if you need to cancel, but some are just offering trip date movements basically. But, yeah.
So it kind of mitigates the risks a little bit, at least.
Basically, just everything mitigates the risks, but we're trying to completely get rid of the risks as much as you can. And yeah, like I said, 90% of the products, it's basically even if you need to cancel a day before you arrive or on the day that you arrive. If you can prove it's to do with COVID, be it flight cancellations, be it you get COVID, be it quarantine when you need to return, they will refund you. But yeah, that's basically 90% of the trips that we're offering and running at the moment can offer this. So it's pretty secure.
That just sounds pretty good to me. I guess like the next question is, you know, goes... It's pretty similar, and like it's almost like an add-on to what we just discussed. And it's kind of like, is it safe to travel right now at this moment?
I mean, that's a really personal question, and it depends a lot on, you know, the country that you're in, what the country that you're going to, your own age, health, how risk averse you are as well. I think in general, it's just as safe to travel now as it has been, especially to the destinations that are open and that we're offering. I mean, it depends a lot on the options that you pick and where you want to go. Yeah, it's a very personal question. I don't want to answer that for somebody. For somebody, it might be a little bit too risky to travel at the moment, and that's fair enough. But the majority of young, healthy people that can travel, personally, I think it's safe to travel at the moment, considering all the regulations in place, all the safety precautions that everybody's taking. I've been traveling as much as I can, or I'm legally able to personally as well. And I think, for the majority of people, it's very safe to travel to the options that are open.
Like, what are some of the regulations, you know, like countries impose on travelers, like international travelers coming, you know, for a holiday, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is.
Sure,
like, can you elaborate on this a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, they vary a lot, but the common theme is PCR test 24 to 48 hours before you arrive. That's basically common across the board. So just getting you need a negative PCR test before you fly. Mm-hmm. A few of them have quarantine in place. That's obviously the more stricter ones, where you have to quarantine for a week or even 10 days on arrival, and then maybe you can get let out early if you have a negative test. Those are the main two ones really that are popping up. Some are limiting it to only people that are fully vaccinated and with a negative test. That's more tight, like French Polynesia is doing that. But the Maldives have done basically a PCR test prior to arrival, a full trip booked. So you're not going to go to the main city of Male. You're going to have a full trip booked outside of Male, and a health form filled in before you arrive and before you depart. But those are basically the common traits. And yes, it's not 100% proof that it's going to be COVID free because you have a negative test. I mean, sure, there's a slight bit of risk on the plane and in the 24 hours before you travel, but there's only so much you can do. And I think there's an element of risk to everything. And it's just, yeah, like I said, you have to make that decision for yourself if you think it's worthwhile or not.
I guess that's a good segue to, you know, the next question that I guess came up a lot in the last, I don't know, 12, 15, 18 months. And it's like, let's say people, you know, they decided they want to go. They're going to go on a trip. Everything is fine. They're ready to go. And then they get sick right before or during the trip. Like, is what happens then? Because before it was never an issue, right? Before you would never think about it. But now it's kind of like you have to take these things into consideration.
Yeah, true. No, that's a good point. I mean, before the trip, if you get sick before the trip, that counts as a COVID cancellation. And like I said, we're really only offering trips that have complete safety and refunds should you need to cancel for COVID. So that's sort of covered. I mean, it's a bummer and it depends. You have to make sure that your flights are also have the same policy. Most airlines are being very flexible with that as well at the moment. But in case of, being sick before, it just means a refund basically for 90% of our trips. Getting sick whilst on the trip, that's a very important question and can be an issue as well. If you get sick whilst you're in a country, it's almost all of them require quarantine from you. So quarantine in a facility in the resort that you're staying at, in the hotel that you're staying at, or in some other area. It varies a lot destination to destination. So that's why it's really, really important that you have a travel insurance at the moment. Almost all travel insurances at the moment cover COVID. I mean, you need to make sure, but we have some great ones that cover COVID and that cover any unexpected costs from needing quarantines, from tests, from things like that. So it's definitely something that you need to factor in, and you need to, again, it's part of the risk factor. You need to consider that if you do get it, you may have to extend your trip for 10 days and quarantine in the extreme case. Luckily, that's incredibly rare, but it's something that you do need to consider and need to mitigate the risks for as well with good travel insurance for sure.
And I would assume that resorts are pretty equipped as well. Like, they know how to handle the situations as well, right? So in case somebody gets sick, I'm sure they had cases before and they know exactly what to do. They got their protocols in place.
Definitely. Yeah. All the places have protocols in place for this, and they know that this is potentially, it's a small risk, but it's still a risk and one that they need to prepare for. Also risks are mitigated as much as possible with all of the boat trips we're selling in the Maldives, for example, all the crew and staff, they're all double vaccinated as well. And they all socially distance as much as possible on the trip as well. So, I mean, there's other little things like that, but all the resorts and everything. And, they have that in mind as a possible need. And they have policies in place to make sure you can isolate safely if you do need to.
Beautiful. I guess that's enough about the whole, you know, COVID craziness.
Enough about COVID.
For now.
All right.
For now, anyway. Enough. Unless, like, there's something you want to add. You know, is there something we haven't really talked about that's COVID newsworthy? Life on Facebook, actually, it works. We're there.
Oh, beautiful.
So,
the silver linings to everything, as much as this is a horrible pandemic and disease and disrupted so many people's lives. If you can, if you're fortunate enough to be able to get away and be able to travel at this time, it's an amazing time to get in the water, to get in the mountains. Some areas are super uncrowded compared to what they normally are, and there's some good deals around as well. But nothing else really. If you have obviously it's a very broad subject. If you're looking into specific areas and you want to know about COVID, let us know and we can let you know the best terms and what the regulations are, basically.
And we do have a COVID tool online, so you can actually check for yourself. If you want to go travel right now, you just hop online, bluelix.com, and we got a COVID tool. You punch in where you're from, where you want to go, and you get all the information you want, you need to travel safely. And the best thing of all is we update it. I think we update it like every week. It's a weekly update for you. So we try to keep it as up to date, as current as possible. In, you know, obviously the current environment, we try our best.
Yeah, no.
Anyway,
it's such a great tool. Great general overview. I mean, for the exact specifics, you can always contact us, but it's really nice to see the general overview of where you can go.
Helpless self promo right there, but needs to be done. All right, let's move on to some more, I guess, like, you know, the classics you guys get at the sales department, like some questions that come up every week, every month, I don't know. And this is really your time to shine. It's your time to debunk all the myths. It's kind of like playing Mythbuster for, you know, a little bit. So the first one, and I think this is one of the most asked questions we get, is how much extra is it going to cost to book with Luix rather than direct?
All right. Good question, Sonny. Glad you asked that. So almost always it's actually going to be cheaper to book with Luix than book direct. We offer basically the best price guarantee on all our products. And we're not going to want to work with partners where we are more expensive than they are online. I mean, it doesn't make any sense as an agency. If we put together all the information, tell you about where fits you best, which resort to go to for your style and your preferences, and then you can just get it on booking.com for €200 cheaper, obviously you're going to do that. So that makes no sense. We're very happy to be able to offer the best possible rates for all of our products. If you come to us for all of our services and to ask us any questions you like about any of the differences between all the products, we can do that for you. And you'll have the safety of getting the best price as well. We basically get payment after the fact from our suppliers for trips that we book them. So it's just, it's exactly the same price or cheaper than booking direct.
Let's play out this little scenario. So if somebody is online, scouting the internet, wants to score a deal, and for whatever reason, they find a cheaper deal online, what happens then if they contact Luix?
Yeah, just let us know the price and where you've found that deal and what it is, and we will we'll match or beat that rate for you as well. It can happen that sometimes a resort or a boat or a camp or whatever releases a special that we don't catch on to, or that they forget to update us with, and that we're slightly more expensive. But if you just let us know, we'll speak to them and we'll make sure that we can match or beat that for you as well. So yeah, no, definitely. Just let us know and we'll match that for you.
Will you and the rest of the sales team also book their flights? That's a question that comes up all the time too.
Yeah, yeah. We won't book flights for you. I mean, we're a travel agency. Not that would break us into the area of being a tour operator where we package trips ourselves. But as a travel agency registered in Germany, we're just booking the trips and the accommodation and everything on site once you land in your country. But what we're happy to do is to search the internet, look at the best possible deals for you, the best routes, the best options, and give you the links directly to the airlines to book as cheap as possible. So no, we won't book the flights for you, but we can definitely advise on the best flight options, routes, and prices there.
Cool. I think that's pretty feasible. That makes sense. The next one is more destination specific, right? And obviously, we do very well in the Maldives. We sell a lot of Maldives trips. And a lot of times people come to us and they go like, the Maldives, no way. Like, they're too expensive. I can't afford that.
Look at what the photos.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you tell them? By its nature, the Maldives is an expensive destination. I mean, everything has to be shipped around by boat. I mean, there's no cheap ferries, no cheap lorries sending stuff around. So simply from a supply factor, it has added costs. and they all, yeah, and it's a higher end market in general. But no, there's an amazing budget options, and options to suit all levels really in the Maldives. I'm amazed about how good value some of the boat trips are often. I mean, especially if you have a group for you, that's my best recommendation is if you have 3 to 4 friends. I mean, all you need is 4 friends really, and you get the best possible prices for small private boat charters. I just sold a trip to a good friend of mine, and a few of his friends. He's doing 10 nights on a private boat, for the 4 of them. That was worked out at about, 90 euros, 80 or 90 euros a day, per person, considering that's a private boat for them to cruise around the Maldives, surf as much as they want, all meals, all food, everything included. That's affordable for anyone who wants to travel internationally, really. So yeah, if you want to surf the Maldives, it's definitely possible for all budgets. And there's options out there. The super fancy, you're going to have to sacrifice the super fancy overwater villas. That's filling up everyone's Instagram feed. But if you don't need that, then there's options to surf, to score great waves for all budget levels.
Awesome. Can you book a trip for me right now? I'm
Let's
ready.
Do it, Sonny.
Ready to go away. 90 euros,
have you got any
please,
friends?
As well. I don't
you
have friends.
A couple of friends.
So,
yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah. Too expensive for me then, eh? So obviously, like all these places, they come with, some logistical hurdles and some restrictions, or more like visas, right? So if somebody comes to you and wants to go to Indonesia or the Maldives or Sri Lanka or whatever place that there is where people actually need a visa to, what's your suggestion? Like, what are you helping them out with visa issues, or how does that process work?
Definitely. No, yeah. Happy to help out with visa processes and applications and information rather. I mean, we normally will just direct you to the appropriate government website and information on how to process and how to handle visas. In general, we won't recommend other agents or anything, just because there's always a way to do it properly with the local government. Getting visas for Maldives and Sri Lanka, it's very easy. You don't need to go through another portal or anyway. But no, we can just give you all the information on how to handle it. Most of the countries that we sell, and that you can travel to, it's very, very simple and very easy. Sri Lanka, for example, super easy. You just put in your details online. It's quite cheap at the moment, 20 euros or something, and you get the visa. Indonesia normally is very easy as well, visa on arrival. Maldives is very easy, visa on arrival, for all traveling countries. There are some that are a little bit more tricky, and we're happy to help and give information. The most important thing that some people do forget is validity of your passport. The Maldives is actually only one month valid on your passport to travel, but some airlines even require that you need 6 months regardless of where you're going. So it's also important to not just check the country's regulations, but also the airlines, if they have any specific regulations as well. And in general, make sure you have at least 6 months on your passport before you're booking international travel or traveling internationally.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Like, especially if you travel to Indonesia, for example, like they're super strict. Like I had actually not just one or two friends. I had a bunch of friends actually being turned away in either KL or Sri Lanka because they have maybe 5 months or 5.5 months, or like one guy I know was like 2 days. Like he was 2 days under 6 months and they wouldn't let him fly. So that's definitely something you have to check every time you travel. Yeah. Also check with your airlines as well.
Yeah, I guess they want to avoid any possible overstays and having you with a no valid visa and in their country and end up like that Tom Hanks film. but yeah, it's what film was that?
The Terminal, no? Isn't it?
The Terminal.
It's called The Terminal.
Yeah, true. But no, yeah, that's a very important one. Yeah.
Well, it's, I guess if it's not Paris Charles de Gaulle to be stuck at, it's not that bad for a couple of days. Not like, but
I'd get stuck in Singapore airport for a couple of days. That you can entertain yourself.
Man,
you stayed, you stopped,
I got,
you, Spent some time there.
I had a layover in Singapore for, I think it was like 8 hours. And it was like, I arrived like super late at night. So I wanted to sleep. So I was like, I found a little corner. I laid on the ground. I put my backpack on the ground and I started to, just catch some snooze. And then
they got a free cinema there as well. Crazy.
Yeah. But the crazy thing was like, after a while, there were like I felt something like shaking, and I was like, so I woke up and it was like two police guys with like freaking machine guns, like standing like right on top of me saying, hey, where are you going? And so I, it was like a mini interrogation. Like they wanted to see like passports, stamps, and tickets.
In Singapore.
I know. I look like a thug, so maybe that's why. Like a fine Englishman, it wouldn't happen to a fine Englishman.
They saw you. They smelled a bit of Logan.
Exactly. Anyway, buddy, talk me through the "We Go So We Know" slogan. Because that's also a question that comes up a lot, right? Like people want to know if you've been there or anybody from the sales team.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, that's one that I like talking about because it's probably, that's a very, very nice perk that we have here at Loex is the fact that we have visited personally ourselves all of the products that we sell, basically. Bar a few very obscure ones. In general, we go to all the destinations regularly as well. Like we just returned from the Maldives a month ago, visited all the resort options there and many various boats as well. In general, we visit everything that we sell. We stay there, we surf the waves, we ski the mountains that they're out. It's a huge part of what makes Loex special is the fact that you can come to us and really ask, how is the wave? How is the food here? How is the room? What's it like? And we can give you honest feedback from our own experience, not just what we have read online or what we heard from other clients or what the resorts say themselves, because obviously they have an incentive to upsell it a little bit more. We can give you unbiased opinions and between all the different options. Speaking of that, I think it's time to do another one. Maybe let's go explore some more.
Absolutely, it shouldn't just be once or twice a year. It should be just like 24 a couple, exactly. Just a big
office on the road, yeah.
Like the endless summer, chasing the endless summer. Be fun.
Good idea, man. Good idea.
I wouldn't complain. Are you ready for some obscure questions, weird questions?
All right.
Freaky, some misconceptions. Yeah.
Okay.
You feeling it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. All right.
Cool. So I like this one a lot. So people apparently, I thought it was not true, but apparently people ask you guys if they can jump out of helicopters on their heli ski trips.
On the heli. Maybe, I don't know who's to blame for that. Maybe it's like James Bond from the 70s, 80s, did that first.
Yeah, he jumped out. He jumped out of everything, actually.
Yeah, he jumped out of everything.
Freaking cars, whatever.
I have had that request. I've had that request, actually. They wanted to really, all they really wanted to do was jump out of the helicopter. It was a film segment for Volcom. But there is no jumping out of the helicopter onto the slope. That sounds horrendously dangerous and is a surefire way to get your heli-ski operations closed and banned. They land in very secure, well-marked areas and access the terrain from there. In Alaska, you're landing a little bit more on steeps and have to sort of crawl out the door sometimes. But in general, they land very securely. And you access the terrain from there. There's no jumping out of the helicopter, unfortunately. Yeah.
Why do you think this is a question that actually comes up or like crosses people's minds?
Maybe it's a funny one. I don't know. I think because that's the, if you've never been heli skiing before, I think it's like something that you just think about. I don't know. Maybe it's a bucket list thing or something that you dream about, just jumping straight out into the slopes. Or you might imagine that there's not viable landing zones at the top of this peaks that you're riding, if it's super steep. But I don't know. It doesn't come up all the time, but I've been asked it a couple of times. Yeah.
The next one is a little bit it's a more mellow question, and it's basically, we get this one a lot, I think, as well. Are the Maldives beginner friendly? Like, can I learn to surf in the Maldives?
Yeah, it's a good one as well. That question comes with a lot of side points. Short answer is yes, definitely. The Maldives is an amazing place to learn to surf, especially at certain times in certain areas. But you can't just book any trip to the Maldives and expect to learn to surf. There's many different factors. Depends on where you want to go, what time of the year you want to go. But you can see conditions that are, you know, mellow, knee to waist high, peeling reef breaks with a nice easy channel back to the start, and you get basically a wave machine for you all day by yourself in the sun to learn on the best conditions you can possibly learn on. I actually first went to the Maldives maybe almost 10 years ago, I guess, or so, and I was not the most able-bodied surfer, and I had an amazing time, slightly out of season, and I had like empty lineups and peeling waves, and it really helped me push my progression and my confidence to the next level. And we have some partners with incredible surf teams on site offering lessons and guidance for everyone, but you can't just book any trip and expect to be able to learn to surf. There's definitely things that we've got to make sure you know about before doing so. The main one is just the seasonality, the time. If you go in the peak season, you're going to be faced with the biggest swells. If you go June to August, and it's that counts out 90% of the spots for you. If you're coming in the off season, which also ties in well with the weather and diving, it can be the best location in the world for learning to surf. Yeah.
Cool. There you have it, guys. Go learn to surf in the Maldives now. The next one is funny. Are they going to be sharks?
Well, you know, honestly, maybe. Yeah. If you're booking a trip to South Africa, there are going to be sharks around, and that's something that you have to accept. No, I mean, we sometimes get asked that for the Maldives. Yes, there are sharks, but reef sharks, nurse sharks, and whale sharks, basically. There are no very dangerous man-eaters in the Maldives, so that's something to be that you can sleep easy at night on. We had some amazing encounters with nurse sharks on our trips. I mean, that was, though they're very
awesome,
friendly, they're still a little bit scary looking in the water, but no.
They still look like a shark, and I think that
they still look like a shark. They were big.
Exactly.
They were big. Yeah. But yeah, no. So, no sharks there, no sharks in Sri Lanka. But yes, if you are taking a trip to South Africa, or Namibia, for example, there is a potential risk for sharks. That's something that, is always taken into account, on site with our suppliers, and they know how to handle that. And you have to, take that into account in your risk consideration, and how badly you want to go surf J Bay, basically.
Right. Tell me the best week to travel.
The best way to travel?
The best week of the year.
The best week of the year. When's it going to be firing without anybody around, basically? Is that what, yeah?
I mean,
that's what they mean.
I guess so. It's a question that was provided to me, and that's all I have. Mm. It's like, can you tell me the best week?
The best week
to travel.
Yeah.
And I guess this is like an open-ended, winded, with lots and lots of caveat kind of question. But 100%. I'm gonna.
Yeah. No. I know what you mean.
Let you elaborate.
No, we can't tell you the best 1 week to travel. What we can tell you is the seasonality, the statistics of when the surf is going to be its best, when the winds are going to be best, or snow wise as well. We can also look into, you know, how booked out the resorts are, if there are many boats in the area at that time. You know, I know, for example, right now there's a huge group coming up for a certain area in the Maldives. So I would maybe recommend a different area or just delay your trip a little bit. So we can definitely help and advise the best general time frame to go. But I can't tell you exactly when it's going to be firing, unfortunately. But
yeah. If we could, that'd be a good business. There. A little side business to do.
And we'd be there. So
For sure. Always. So let's talk a little bit about the wave paradox. So obviously, like, a lot of requests are, well, they're pretty much the same. It's like people want uncrowded, cheap, easy access, and obviously pumping all day, every day for the entire time I'm there. What would you tell them?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, that was one of us that coined that phrase. Like, there's a little bit of a paradox between those four criteria. Like, it's basically like, these are the four things that everybody wants. Pick three, because you can't have them all. If it was cheap, easy access, pumping, and uncrowded, it wouldn't be uncrowded for very long because enough people would go there. So, you know, there's always pros and cons and things that you have to decide what you want to do and take, you know, take certain things against other things. There's always pros and cons, but it's basically pretty much you can pick any three of those and we can sort a trip for you that nails all of them. But we can't, there's nowhere in the world, unfortunately, maybe wave pool, but that's not, we don't like that.
It's still crowded, huh?
And it's still crowded. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But yeah, pick three and we can find the best option for those three. But unfortunately, yeah, that cheap 2 hours plane ride, pumping, no crowds, is sort of, it's a dream sort of gone now, unfortunately. But yeah, we can get you the closest option or the closest to that, or you're going to have to cut one of them out of the equation, basically.
Yeah. Let's get ready for some wild card action now.
All right.
So last night when I was preparing this podcast or video cast or Facebook Live, or we're streaming on so many different levels. I don't even know what this is. Anyway,
it's a chat.
I couldn't sleep. So I literally got sidetracked, like, searching on Google for like funny questions people have about travel or traveling. And I found this website, I forgot the name, but it's like, there's like, okay, travel agents and, you know, flight crew and captains or whatever, they post the craziest questions and their responses to the website. It's kind of like a Twitter thing. Like, it looks similar.
Okay.
Anyway, so I spent like 2 hours just reading through the whole thing because it was super funny. And I selected a couple that I would like to ask you. And without any preparation, I need you to give me an answer on the spot.
All righty, let's do it.
Okay. So the first one, and that's, I think it's fitting to ask an Englishman because you guys are very...
you broke up for one second.
What's that?
You broke up for a second. Can you just repeat the question?
Yeah, what I was saying is, like, the first question is really fitting for an Englishman because you guys are very used to rain. Right. So the first question I have for you is, can I get a refund if it rains?
That is a good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that. Unfortunately not. No, we're going to tell you the best time to go to hopefully avoid the rain. But many of our destinations are in the tropics and it can rain even in the dry season from time to time. But no, sadly not. No refund for rain. That's Mother Nature.
You've done this before, huh? Season pro. Very, very professional answer.
Alrighty.
Next one. Can you give me a list of all the ATMs in Paris?
That was a question.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think I could probably do that with Google now. I can give you a map. Google cross reference, and you can see the exact GPS location. No, that's going to be a nightmare. No, I can't. I can tell you one or two, or I can direct you to a nice search engine. But no, oh my God, who asked that? That sounds crazy.
I don't know. There's no names to the actual quote. So, but you know, that's a funny one. So I figured I'm going to ask you and see what you come up with.
Google is my friend there. Google is my friend.
He or she or it is everybody's friend.
It, I think.
What if I don't like the toilet paper where I'm going?
I mean, if you're really worried about toilet paper, we can make sure that's going to be up to your standard as well. No question is too small for us, you know. If that's an important factor, we can make sure
four layers.
We can make sure it's the best. Yeah,
four flowery scent,
but the best. Yeah, there you go. If you're booking the cheapest hostel in Indonesia, for example, there may not be any toilet paper. That's something to consider. But yeah, if that is an option, there's also a boat with a marine toilet on it, which doesn't have a bathroom at all, in the mental wise. Most people very happy with it. But yeah, it's actually, I've never been asked it, but it could come up.
Like when you say a marine toilet, it's kind of like you just do your business at the back or the front of the boat.
Yeah. But it's like cornered off. It's a little section. Like it's all.
Okay.
That's how it runs. And it's probably quite freeing. Getting back into nature.
It's kind of a pain for somebody like me who has a freaking baby bladder and needs to pee like five times at night.
Oh, then a boat trip's perfect.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. So this one, I could see you doing this. I could see you saying yes to it. But let me ask you the question first. Can you watch my pets when I'm gone or while I'm gone?
What pet is it? How cute is it?
You can name the pet. Just tell me what you want.
Any type of small four-legged feline? Yes, definitely. 100%. Bring him over. No, probably not. You probably don't live in the same country as I do to start with, even if
you
do.
What if they would?
If they would drive their dog to my house? Yeah, I could do another dog for a week. Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's do it.
See? I know you. I knew you were going to say yes.
Why not? Power for a week? Sounds fun.
What would the cost be for a car rental to drive to Australia?
From Europe or something?
From wherever.
From anywhere other than
Australia.
Around Australia.
Starters, to Australia. Specifically
to
from
Australia.
From where you are to Australia.
I think that involves buying a car plus buying a car ferry, which is probably going to be pretty expensive, I would imagine. Let's say, let's say
that knocks your Maldives trips out of the park.
Yeah. fair play though. I'd like to see them. Maybe they can try and get some amphibious car, half drive, half sail. I haven't seen them for rent, on Hertz, but maybe there's a specialist aqua car rental service. Could be.
And you need to have a lot of time. Like a lot.
Also,
you should probably retire because it's going to take forever. And then there's
a
small little problem you have.
Risk-taking ability as well. Jeez.
Right. And you have to like navigate some problems because there's a huge-ass ocean somewhere in there as well. So let's see. The last question, I think, kind of like is a nice little ending to this whole thing. And it's, I hate traveling, but I really want to travel. What should I do?
You should try it. If you think you hate it, maybe you hate it for reasons that, you know, are going to change when you try it again or try it with Luex. Otherwise, you can watch some nice travel videos. But if you hate the travel, then do a long trip as well, you know? It's all about how much travel time makes up the whole of the trip. Ditch the 2 weeks here and save them all up and do a month somewhere epic. That's what I would say.
Nice.
But yeah.
Man, we're done.
You can try it. All right. Well, they weren't too crazy. That was caught me a little bit off guard.
I was trying to be nice. Next time, maybe there's some new ones. And yeah, like if whoever listens to this or watches it, if you guys have any questions, shoot them our way and we try to answer them. Maybe in like another live or podcast or just via email, you know, the old school way. But we'll definitely try to answer them all if we can.
100%. Any question you want, no questions too crazy or too small, happy to help.
Awesome, buddy.
All righty. Cheers,
Good
Sonny.
Good to have you.
That was fun, man. Let's do it again sometime. It was nice.
Absolutely. People, our head of sales, head of, what are you? Head of sales, head of travel? What do you want to call yourself?
Head of sales, surf and snow. Yeah, let's do that. Or head of, I'm easy either way. Whatever you like. Whatever you want to call me.
All right.
Martin.
Man, we'll, Jenna. I call you Jenny. That's my name for you.
All right, buddy. Thanks
All right,
for that,
guys.
Man.
Thanks for listening, watching, streaming, commenting. Cheers, guys.
Let's get some waves.
Until next time.
Let's get some waves soon, man.
Yeah, let's. I need a trip or some waves or both.
All right. Hit me up. Talk soon, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.